Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking some Giants with the Carl Banks stuff, with Dexter Lawrence. We're talking some World Series and what the Mets and Yankees need to do to close the gap on the Dodgers. One thing on the Mets, I'm sure you saw this yesterday, and not that I would ever make a big deal or even a segment talking about coaches.
Oh, I saw this.
Dude, here's the thing. Like, the reaction to Antoine Richardson possibly leaving is getting a little out of control. Like, he's a first base coach. Who gives a flying, you know what? You can't come to an agreement? Like, I'd take him back, sure. He did some great things. If the Mets are relying upon a first base coach, or any coach for that matter.
First base coach.
Hitting coach, pitching coach. If that's what's going to make or break the New York Mets, what are we doing?
Well, it's not going to make or break him. The guy's phenomenal at his job, dude. The guy's the best first base coach in baseball.
No, come on. That's so blown out of proportion.
Dude, Juan Soto could, I mean, if he ran, he would have stole 40 bases.
Yeah, okay. But
Juan Soto.
It's not because of Richardson. Soto could say
he didn't get thrown out since May.
Yeah.
Now, listen, to be fair to the Mets here, what I read, and I don't know, maybe you heard more over at SNY, Martino, whatever, it's not that they didn't want him to come back as the first base coach. He wanted to come back with an expanded role, whether it was his bench coach, whatever. Now, if they don't view him through that prism, I respect that. I'm just trying to be fair to the Mets. It's not like the Mets said, you know what? Nah, you want $50,000 or $100,000? Nah, we don't need you as a first base coach. Get lost. No, that's apparently not what happened. But that is very different from saying this guy didn't make an impact on the season. He's the best first base coach in baseball. I'll take him with the Yankees. The guy's phenomenal with
his
job.
You could have him.
It's phenomenal.
Who cares? He's a first base coach.
The Mets' stolen base success rate was historic because of him.
It was not because of him.
Yes, it was.
It was not because of him. That's so ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
I'm sure he helped. The players had something to do with that. And if he leaves, they better be stealing as many bases. Like, it's
well, they
simple.
Won't be.
Why not?
Because whatever he does, he does something with the timing. I don't even know what he does.
He
does something magical. The guy's phenomenal, Sal.
Who's the Dodgers' first base coach?
Who knows? They don't have to steal as many bases as the Mets do right
now.
Okay,
that's the point.
The point ultimately is when the Mets get the hitters the Dodgers have, they won't be as reliant on a first base coach stealing three bags a game.
The best first base, like the Richardson's going to try to take advantage of his value being as high as it's ever been because Soto referenced him, giving him credit for helping Soto become a better base stealer. And because of that, now everybody's like, Oh, you can't lose Richardson. Oh, you can't lose Antoine Richardson. Guys, he's the first base coach. Name the first base coaches in the history of the sport. Like, all due respect. No,
Robinson was pretty good when they were the 86 Mets. Yeah, I remember Billy Robinson. He was good. I remember getting into a fight, a quick aside. Mets got into a fight, maybe with the Pirates. I don't know. And Robinson had a cast on his hand, and he was right in the middle of the fight. I like that.
Look.
This guy's a good coach, man. You're selling him short.
No, I'm saying that first base coach doesn't matter.
If it doesn't matter, why would you have one?
Did you say this when they hired him?
No, I didn't know anything about the guy.
Bingo.
But I watched him coach. I'm like, guy's doing something good.
If he were that great, you would have heard about him before.
All
of a sudden he dipped into the Mets pool of coaching luck and became a brilliant coach. Like, nobody ever heard of him before. So where was it? It wasn't like this. The Mets got, the Mets really got some coup. They stole Richardson away from wherever the hell he came from.
Where'd he come from, Hop? Do you know from the Rico real fast? Where'd he come from, this guy?
Yeah.
I don't pretend. All I know is what he's done, which is undeniably amazing.
Come on.
Come on. The Mets stole bases that they should that they had no business stealing with guys that had no business stealing them.
Yeah, it's not about the first base coach to me. I'm not saying he didn't help in any way. I don't think he's the reason why that was the case. You know where he came from, Hoff? You have
he's
it
saying
up there?
The Giants, right, Hoff?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, the Giants.
He was with the Giants.
Yeah, and how were their stolen base numbers?
It's not as good as the Mets. That's for damn sure.
So then I wonder what it is. Well, maybe it's just that the Mets had real base stealers like Juan Soto, right?
Okay, well then, but do they, though?
No, Juan Soto's a real base stealer? No.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I just think the guy's an asset. Listen, now if he's getting a little bit too big for his britches, well, then that's his problem. And that's the Mets' right to say, no, we don't view you as a bench coach. Now you got to move. That's fine. If they said to him, that's why I used it to like $50,000 or $100,000. Right. If this guy was looking to cash in on some success, I don't begrudge you. I mean, the impact is tangible. The guy had an impact on the team. So that's different from saying he should be ready for a different role. But as a first base coach, the guy's the best in baseball. I'll take him.
I would, and you can have him. I would bet, maybe they will take him. They took Desi Drusel back, the Yankees did. I would bet my you know what. That without Richardson, the Mets win more games than they won this past year.
How
can they do that? Oh, it's the first base coach. He's impactful. He's instrumental. How can they possibly win more games without him?
I'm going to tell you how. Because they're going to go to town this season and get some real players that have a better roster. So they're going to win more games. You know
but
that.
But that's the point.
That's a ridiculous. Well, no.
It doesn't matter, the first base coach. He's irrelevant.
It's not. Do you have any stolen base numbers? I'm just curious.
I
don't have time to look it up.
I have the Giants stolen base numbers from 2023.
Yeah.
Tyro Estrada stole or attempted 30. He stole 23 out of 30.
Okay.
Yep.
The next, you want to take a guess?
No. Go ahead.
Blake Sable tried six attempts.
Blake Sable?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He went six. He attempted six, stole 4-6. Conforto stole 4 bases. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So their
leader was Tyro Estrada?
With 23.
And that was the year that he was there. Now, what did he do this year is the question. Was he even with the Giants?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I got something for you. The Giants as a team. Yeah. So we just kind of cut through the weeds here. We're 29th in baseball. They stole a paltry 68 bases, right?
With Richardson as the first base
coach? No, without him. Okay. This year, without him. So the numbers have dropped here. And the Mets stole 150.
Right.
What I'm looking at now isn't giving me their success conversion rate, which is what's really most impressive. Like, and the Rays stole a few more bases. So did the Brewers. So did the Mariners. But I don't know the exact stat, but all I heard was the Mets haven't been thrown out since like May.
Right.
They never got thrown out.
Right.
So, guy's doing something well.
Yeah, he was fine. I don't think it's as impactful.
The guy was phenomenal.
The day I worry about a coach pitch, I heard the same thing about Hefner. I heard the same thing about Jeremy Hefner for years. How'd that go?
You need some real pitchers, though. Come on.
Oh, okay. So maybe if you want to steal more bases, how about this? Just an idea. Call me crazy.
Get Ricky.
Get people who actually can run and steal bases. Juan Soto's on base all the time. He better be stealing bases.
He didn't do it with the Yanks or the Nationals like this.
It was never a part of his game. Why is it a part of his game now?
Because he tapped into the math. It's all math now.
Yeah, but not because of Richardson, because it was something that he was going to be more aggressive. Now, I'm not saying Richardson didn't help him along like any coach would. I think coaches are in large part irrelevant. By the way, the biggest part of this whole thing is that Carlos Mendoza's on an island all by himself here. The entire staff basically around him, maybe except one guy, is gone.
Yep.
Well, will be gone, especially if Richardson does decide to leave. So there's also the idea that if the Mets get off to a slow start, they all could be out of jobs anyway. So, you know, now with the new guys coming in, maybe they feel better about their standing taking over if Mendoza eventually gets canned. But that's got to be a part of this, too. I just can't get nuts about, come on, I can't get nuts about a first base coach here. I'll never do it. I don't care. First base coach, hitting coach, pitching coach, it's on the players. The million-dollar players, not the hundreds of thousands of dollar coaches.
Okay, so one more thing. Richardson, I just feel like I've got to defend this guy. He's so, the guy's amazing, dude. All right. 89% conversion rate, which set a new single season record in the history of baseball.
Right.
I mean, that's not being good. That's being the best ever.
Okay, but that's not just on him alone.
No, well, but I do think that he spearheaded. There's, I just remember hearing, listen, to say that I'm in the weeds of this guy's stolen base process.
That's my point.
Would be a lie.
Right.
But I do know that. And it is really just a mathematical calculation. The speed, and other teams do this too, but he seems to do it better. The speed of the runner, the time it takes, and they do this in spring training. The speed of the runner and the time that it takes to get to from first to second on a steal, the delivery from the pitcher to home, and the pop time for the catcher to second. That's all. Like I could do that actually to an extent.
Correct.
Because you read my mind.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm sure you are. That's why I say but. Yeah. But it's obviously deeper than that, and it was something with. Finding, identifying, almost like the tush push where you almost can't stop it. He uncovered what? I don't know, but I will do a little deeper dive. I am curious. He did something that nobody else in baseball, not just the season, in baseball history did. Now the Mets didn't win a World Series because they can run like the 85 Cardinals. I'm not saying that. And they need a lot more players. But to get rid of a guy who's so obviously good at his job.
Well, they didn't get rid of him.
It's ridiculous. They risk losing him.
They offered him the job back. Like, he didn't want it for whatever reason, or doesn't want it, they couldn't come to an agreement, whatever that may be, whether he wants an elevated role, whether they wanted more money. Like, at a certain point, you're going to be like, you're a first base coach, dude. Like, we don't want you to be the manager. Don't want you to be the bench coach. You could be the first base coach again. This is the parameters. If not, go somewhere else. Like, I'm sure that Juan Soto learned from Richardson.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Mets learned from him. And if you learn from a coach and he moves on, what do? You still apply that moving forward.
You take the core principles.
Yeah.
I mean, to an extent. I mean, Nimmo never ran more. At one point, the team recorded a franchise record streak of 39 straight stolen bases without being caught.
Yeah. It also speaks to the ineptitude of the defensive game that's going around big leagues where you don't have catchers that can throw guys out anymore.
I think in a lot of ways, you know, Richard, here I am defending him to the high heavens. I never thought I'd be defending the Mets first base coach like I just had to, but I mean, the guy was good this year. I think a lot of it is, and I obviously give him credit, but somewhat circumstantial. I think it's almost like an exploitation before the rest of the league catches on. Again, it's kind of like the tush push where, hey, if you have two engagements, I mean, it's very, it's much easier to begin to limit and parse out a plan on how to attack stolen bases. All I'm saying, the guy was phenomenal. And if he's gone, they'll miss him. And if they don't want him, well, I'll take him. Whoever's at first base, I'm forgetting who's at first base. Yeah. Get rid of him and give me this guy.
Exactly. Don't even know who the first base coach
is. Because we don't run like the Mets.
Because they're irrelevant. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We come back. We'll have a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.